Thank you, brother. Good morning. If you got your Bibles with you, if you will, please turn to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. We are continuing the series in the footsteps of the Savior, correlating with our small group study on Sunday nights. Today's lesson is seeing beyond your circumstances. Seeing beyond your circumstances. I want you to listen, Mark chapter 10, beginning with verse 46, 46 through 52. Just follow with me as I read. And then they came to Jericho, speaking of Jesus and his disciples. And as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, that is, son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." And throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus. "Your faith has healed you." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. I love this story. My youngest granddaughter is Rianne. She is Shonda's youngest daughter. She just got married in July. She is now, you know, Mrs. Nathaniel Penrod. Okay, Nathaniel Penrod. We call her husband Nate for short. But when she was almost 3 years old, Shonda and her girls, Shaylee and Rianne, my oldest granddaughter Brianna, and I went to a three-day church conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma, called the Tulsa International Soul Winning Workshop. And during our first night in the motel, we were all getting ready to go to sleep. Rianne was in bed with her mom. Shaylee and Brianna, these cousins, were sleeping together, and I was sleeping on a rollaway bed, and just about the time that I was dozing off, I hear Rianne yell out, "I can't see! I can't see! I'm blind!" And I raised my head to look over at where she and Shonda were sleeping, and there was Rianne sitting up in the middle of the bed with her eyes closed, yelling again, "I'm blind, I'm blind, I can't see." And I said, "Sweetie, open your eyes." And after opening her eyes, she looked around and said, "Oh." Not all circumstances are that easily solved, okay? Sometimes we feel as if we are stuck in whatever circumstance that we find ourselves. Do you feel that way sometimes? That we're just kind of stuck there. That's where we are. We're unable to see beyond the crisis, the trouble, the problem in our lives. I mean, we desperately look for a sign or a message that tells us that everything's going to be all right, that our circumstances will change, or at least they will improve. And obviously, there are some circumstances that will never change. Okay, we've been there too. But our attitude toward these circumstances can indeed change. One thing I know for sure, that yours and my circumstances will never get better unless we take steps to make them better. Amen? We've got to take steps to make them better. So this is what Bartimaeus discovered. Let me take a moment to sketch out the circumstances that this man found himself. Okay? Firstly, he was blind. If you're taking notes, he was blind. And again, a blind man in the first century could not work. He could not read or write. There was no such thing as Braille writing. He couldn't even get along without help. So he was blind. Secondly, he was reduced to begging. A man in his condition, unless he had family to support him, could do very little except, you know, find a popular thoroughfare and cry out, alms, alms, alms for the poor. Thirdly, he was an object of pity. Now, I say that because of the way that he made his living. It was only by soliciting the pity of others that he could survive. And he probably got pretty good at it, okay? Probably did. But then fourthly, finally, for the most part, his life was reduced to those last few words of verse 46, sitting by the roadside. So these are his circumstances. He was blind, begging, pitied, sitting beside the roadside. And for most people, these such obstacles would be considered inescapable. However, Bartimaeus, even though blind, was able to see beyond his circumstances and do something about it. As Jesus passed by the road where Bartimaeus was begging, this blind man took a leap of faith that led to his healing. And had he not, you know, taken the steps that he did, his circumstances would have never improved. He would just have to, you know, just be there on the side of the road begging. But there are at least four actions that Bartimaeus did what will also help us in dealing with life circumstances. So if you're taking notes, number one is believe you can move beyond your circumstance. Okay? Believe you can move beyond your circumstance. Now, sometimes we don't move beyond our circumstances because we believe that nothing could be done to make it better. And with Bartimaeus' situation, he could certainly have that very same reasoning. Okay, so reports have filtered down in Jericho that a man named Jesus can heal the blind. Probably fantasy. And although Bartimaeus hears that Jesus is coming down the road where he spends his time begging, I mean, Jesus is probably too busy to want to have anything to do with me, even if the reports of his healing power are true. I mean, this is what Bartimaeus could be thinking, but instead, he looks at Jesus coming as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to change or improve his present situation. Verse 47 says, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Church, we will never move beyond our circumstances unless we believe that God is able to make it better. Amen? We will never believe it. We will never move beyond it unless we believe that God is more powerful than us. That God is able. God is able. Say that with me. God is able. A couple screams, our marriage is on the rocks and there's absolutely nothing that we can do to reignite the spark. A student whines, I'll never get a good grade in this class, so what's the use trying? Church members lament, there's no life. No spirit, no growth in this congregation. It's only a matter of time that we're going to close our doors. Bartimaeus is in a dire, dire situation. But he believed that something could be done to change it. So he took the initiative to call out to Jesus. Now, on the other hand, there are those who don't necessarily like the circumstance where they find themselves, but they resolve to stay where they are because of security. It's secure. Do you know people like that? Let me give you an example. I have taught several debt management classes using Dave Ramsey's The Total Money Makeover curriculum. Those who take the class are usually deep in debt. That's why they take a debt management class. They are deep in debt and they want help to manage their money. Now, much of the debt that most of us accumulate comes from credit cards. credit cards. In fact, over the last 3.5 years, the credit card debt has risen substantially in America over the last 3.5 years. So during the class, there is a time when I ask people to cut up their credit. Have you ever seen Dave Ramsey? Dave Ramsey has these huge, humongous scissors. And he's up there just cutting credit cards in half. And so in this class, I ask everybody to chop up their credit cards. Now, most do, because they are deeply in debt and they want out. But some refuse because to them, credit cards means security. It's secure. Bartimaeus could have felt the same way in his circumstance. No, he didn't particularly, enjoy sitting there beside the road begging, but he was content. It was something he knew and he did well. Depending upon others, wasn't the most rewarding lifestyle, but yet he knew what he was going to be doing tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. Yet Bartimaeus dreamed of more. He wanted to see, but that took something called faith, stepping out into the unseen, okay? He had to be a man of faith. Now, many people are fearful of moving beyond something that they know and exchange it for something untried. Even though it's not working for them, they will stick with what they have, even though it's not working. What's your favorite saying, Don? If it doesn't change?
Oh, nothing changes.
Okay.
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
I don't know if that's in Scripture or not, but Bartimaeus was thinking that very thing. Bartimaeus is saying, man, I've got to do something here. And so Bartimaeus did move, and Jesus told him in verse 52, he says, go, your faith has healed you. I mean, our circumstances will never improve in our personal lives or even as a church unless we move beyond our comfort zones and step out on faith toward the unseen. Amen? We've got to step out toward the unseen. But secondly, how do we improve our circumstances? Number two, clarify what is really needed. Clarify what is really needed. Notice that Jesus asked Bartimaeus in verse 51, he says, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Now, I find that strange. I mean, why did Jesus ask that? I mean, didn't Jesus know that he was blind and he wanted to see? I mean, couldn't he read the man's mind? But you see, the question wasn't asked for Jesus' benefit. It was asked for the benefit of Bartimaeus and those around him. Friends, seldom do we do anything about our circumstances until they are forced into our awareness. It's when a police officer returns your teenager home after running away that you realize that you need to spend more time with your son or your daughter. It's when you are threatened with being fired that you realize that your job, performance level must drastically improve. Are you going to be in the employment office? It's when the bank sends you a foreclosure notice that you take better control of your finances. It's when you have a heart attack that you decide to take better care of your health. I mean, we should be asking ourselves, what do we need Jesus to do for us so that we can take greater control of our circumstances and to get ourselves out of these situations that we often place ourselves in. You see, when Jesus asked Bartimaeus that question, without hesitation, Bartimaeus went on to say in the latter part of verse 51, he says, Rabbi, I want to see. He clarified what he needed. What do you want me to do for you? I want to see. But let me ask you, what do you need? What do you need? I mean, what do you need to improve your physical, emotional, and spiritual life? What do you need to make your marriage and family life better? What do you need to increase your performance at work? What do you need to get out of debt? And by honestly considering and answering these questions, we'll be well on our way to moving beyond our circumstances, okay? But then finally, number three, there's actually 4 points. Number three, stop worrying about what people say. Stop worrying about what people say. This is what Ben was talking about earlier. Stop worrying about what people say. I mean, something that keeps many of us from moving forward is the fear of disapproval from others. I mean, we plan, we pray, we set our goals, but then someone comes along and throws cold water on us, and we stay in the rut of our circumstance. A 40-year-old man plans to go back to college and finish his degree. But after being mocked by some of his friends, he decides that it's a stupid idea. A housewife starts a new diet and exercise regimen to lose some weight, but after her husband's incessant jokes, she finally gives up and returns to her old habits. A man starts a spiritual-based 12-step program to help him quit drinking. But then his buddies at work begin to deride him and tell him that he's just not as fun as he used to be. And so he quits the program and picks up the bottle once again. A teenager accepts Christ as his Lord and Savior and really turns his life around. But after being incessantly ridiculed by his unbelieving father, he leaves the faith and returns to his own lifestyle, his old lifestyle. I mean, these things happen because people begin to discourage us. They begin to bring us down and knock us down. Bartimaeus got his share of people who disapproved. Because it says in verse 48 that after crying to Jesus, many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." He did not listen to the naysayers. He didn't listen to these people. He was determined not to allow what others thought or said to keep him from taking the necessary actions to help improve his circumstances. I mean, had he listened to them, he would spend the rest of his life on the street begging. Friends, no matter what plans are made to move beyond our circumstances, either personally or as a church, there will always be somebody who disapproves. There's always going to be somebody who disapproves. And if we sit back and do nothing out of fear that we will upset somebody, our circumstances will never, ever get better. I mean, marriages have ended in divorce because someone talked the husband or wife or both out of getting counseling. Job promotions have slipped through the fingers of many employees who listen to the pessimistic remarks of others. Churches have gradually dwindled down to nothing because of a few complainers. Let's be more like Bartimaeus and not allow the disapproval of others to hinder us from moving beyond our circumstances. But then finally, number four, if you want to improve your circumstances, do something bold and drastic. Say this with me. Do something bold and drastic. One more time. Do something bold and drastic. Again, believing that change is possible. Clarifying what is needed and refusing to listen to the negative remarks of others are great, but we still have to move beyond our circumstances. In order to move beyond your circumstances, you must take action. Amen? You've got to do something. You must take action. Bartimaeus was tired of his circumstance. So when he heard that Jesus was coming, He took a bold and drastic move and cried out, "Jesus, have mercy on me." I mean, Bartimaeus was a risk taker. He had no idea how Jesus would respond or if he would respond at all. He only knew that if he didn't make a move now, he would never be anything but a blind beggar. And so in verse 49, Jesus told his disciples to go call him. "Hey, bring him to me." His bold and drastic move paid off. And what a great feeling it must have been for Bartimaeus to hear the words, "You know, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." And immediately he jumps to his feet, throws off his cloak, and he goes to Jesus. And after telling Jesus that he wanted to see, Jesus said in verse 52, he says, "Go, your faith has healed you." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus. How amazing that is. Friends, faith always requires action. Amen? It always requires action. Bartimaeus put everything on the line. He made a bold and drastic move, knowing that he might be rejected by Jesus and ridiculed by the people, but he did it anyway because he knew that he had to do something and he wanted something better. I mean, we're talking about risk here, aren't we? It's all about risk. You know, it's a scary thing to leave the security of what we know. It's scary. Because there are too many what ifs. You know, those what ifs. You know, what if I can't make the grade in college? What if he still wants a divorce after we go to counseling? What if my boss fires me when I ask for a raise? Well, what if she gets upset when I talk to her about Jesus? What if someone gets angry and leaves the congregation when we implement this new outreach ministry? Man, we can what if ourselves to our graves. We can just go what if, and do nothing. I mean, what risk do you need to take to move beyond your circumstances? What risk do you need to take? I want you to really just think about that for a moment. Do you need to go back to school and finally get your degree? Do you need to get up a little earlier and start that exercise program? Do you need to muster up enough courage to ask your boss for a raise? Do you need to take a debt management class to get a better handle on your money? Do you need to seek counseling to get your marriage back on track? Do you need to finally step out during the invitation song and give your life to Jesus? What risk do you need to take? You know, we have to understand that life is all about risk. Faith requires risk. It requires stepping into the unseen. We don't really know what's on the other side, but yet we have faith that it's going to turn out okay. We have faith that God's going to be with us through it all. That is our faith. And so we need to understand how important that is. Because there are so many things that we just don't do to get ourselves out of situations that we often place ourselves into. And there are solutions if we are only willing to take the risk and step out by faith. There are solutions. Today you have another opportunity. We're going to be singing this invitation song. And this is an opportunity for you to just look at your own life. And maybe there's some things in your own life that you're not happy with at all. Some things that you need to do to make some changes. And yet you have allowed, you know, fear or the fear of risk to keep you from taking that step of faith. I mean, Bartimaeus, man, he just stepped out there. Stepped out there not knowing how Jesus was going to respond, but he believed, "I will never get better unless I do something." That's what it means to step out in faith. We're going to be singing this invitation song, and during this invitation song, I want you to take a look at your own life. What is it that we can pray for you about today? What are some of your concerns? What are some of your fears? What are some of your worries? Tonight in our small groups, we're going to be talking about worry. What are some of your worries that we can help you with? What can we pray for you about today? I mean, if we can help you, strengthen you, pray for you, if we can talk to you about giving your life to Christ, we'd love to do that. Whatever the need might be, we ask you to come. As together we stand and we sing. Generation.